Welcome to The Porchcast, the podcast where we talk about being a creative business owner and all the crazy ups and downs that go along with that. I'm your host, Kristen Sweeting, and I can't wait to get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Porchcast. I just wanted to take a second to talk about our program, Danger School, where we teach you how to grow the four pillars of your creative business so you can chase your dreams while funding your dreams, paying your bills, and growing in community with freedom and abundance. This is an online course with so much great information to help you raise your prices, implement proven frameworks for launching and growing, tracking your finances, and much, much more. If you are interested in joining Danger School, you can sign up anytime at dangerschool.com and read more all about what the course includes and how you can become a part of this community. We look forward to having you. And now here's the show.
Well, hey, and welcome back to the Porchcast. I'm really excited for this episode. We've done this this recap episode a few times now at the end of the year, kind of evaluating what went well, what didn't go so well, what was a win, what maybe was a learning experience. And I always look forward to this episode because I think it helps me too to get more perspective on kind of what, you know, you always like judge how much you can do in a month or a couple months or a year. But like, then when you see the big picture, you're like, oh, we actually did do a lot of things in a year. So I'm excited to go back through this. And I also just wanted to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast this year. I hadn't been tracking my analytics because I can get in my head sometimes about analytics and like how many people are listening. And there's a lot of you listening to this, and I so appreciate you. And so I'm so glad you're here. And I'm always happy to hear if there's an episode that you really like, if there's something that meant a lot to you, a guest that stuck out to you. It always helps to get ratings and reviews just as the podcast is growing. And we have some really exciting things coming down the pike for next year. I'm wanting to take the Porchcast a little bit deeper. And I've been kind of referring to it as like shit no one wants to talk about, because as I've been coaching, as I've been 11 years into running a wedding photography business, there's things that come up that no one talks about. Like, no one talks about what it's like to go through a divorce and show up and still shoot weddings. No one talks about what it's like when your kid is at home sick and you're having to make these tough decisions, or when you're grieving the loss of someone you really care about and you still have to do work and you still have to respond to clients. And, you know, as mostly solopreneurs that are listening to this, like when there's something going on in your life, it's really challenging to navigate that and to not feel like you just have to put on a brave face and go forward. So I've been kind of gathering ideas of what these episodes should look like. So if you have any thoughts, I always love to hear from you on Instagram. You can message me and just say like, hey, I heard what you're talking about, and I would love to hear people discuss this kind of topic. Even throughout like the time that I had a miscarriage and then shot a wedding. And I see when y'all are having really hard times and still have to show up. And I don't think it's always fair. And I think it's easier if we don't feel like we're alone going through it. So we're going to be diving into a lot of those conversations in 2022. And I'm just so glad you're along for the ride. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. So 2021, what a doozy, right? It was significantly harder for me and my inner circle. This year was significantly harder than it was last year. I don't know about you. I know everyone had a different experience. And when I've polled my audience on Instagram, it's about like a 50-50 split, or maybe 40-60 of like, was 2020 harder or 2021? But 2021 was significantly harder for me. I think it was kind of the compounded grief and burnout, you know, of having to like, let's figure this out, you know. So if you're a wedding photographer, not just wedding photographers, listen to this podcast, but weddings were all canceled, right? So everyone kind of pivoted into education. This is when we're going to launch our podcast. This is when we're going to do our online course, and like really doubled down on some of those types of things. And I think like online businesses did really well in 2020 because we had a lot of time on our hands. Like, let's learn some things. Let's do some things. Let's launch some things. And we had all this energy behind it. And then I think in 2021, all of a sudden we had to do the double load, triple load of weddings, or if you were just going back to the office or going back to work, all of a sudden there was this expectation of like perform like you used to, and also now manage all these online courses, all these programs that you launched in the last year. And no one was really prepared for how much pressure that was going to feel like. That's my read on it, at least, is like, whoa, I was not ready for how much this was going to feel like pressure in the middle of also navigating a pandemic and all of that. So if you are there with me, I hope you are celebrating every single tiny win that you had in this year, just getting to the end of it as a small business owner. Even if you decided, hey, this small business thing's not for me anymore, congratulations for trusting your gut. Congratulations for listening to something you need and making a hard choice. So wherever you're at, I hope you're celebrating. And this podcast, I'm going to share a couple things we're celebrating and a couple things that we learned and are changing for next year. Sometimes learned the hard way, sometimes learned through something painful or navigating something painful. So I hope it's helpful. I hope it's helpful for you. And like anytime I open up or feel like I'm extra vulnerable about stuff, I'm always like, if this isn't helpful to people, then why am I even doing this? But when I hear back that it's really helpful, makes me feel better and makes me feel like when I see other people being open about their business, it's always extremely helpful to me. I think that's how we all help each other. And that's what community is about. So there we go. So some things that we did well this year. I started out the year with a bigger team for me. So I'd always been a solo entrepreneur. And at this time last year, I had hired quite a few people, mostly part-time, but some like basically a full-time paycheck, even if they were working part-time. So I had about like $100,000 in payroll going out for my business this year, which was so fun. The Team Danger, they absolutely crushed it this year. They showed up even when tough things were going on in their lives. They coached in our programs. They came with smiles on their faces. They brought their expertise. They made this year so much fun for me and so just like so much less lonely. So I cannot imagine going through 2021 without Team Danger. So thank you guys for being so amazing and so lovely. And learning how to run a team would not have been as fun without this specific team. So thank you. And thank you for your grace and your patience as I learned how to do that. The flip side of that is a lot of pressure of salaries for me. And I learned the hard way that I probably need to ease into that a little bit more so I don't feel that pressure. Other things that we did well, I was really, really proud that we were able to reimburse counseling sessions, like had a set amount that people could reimburse counseling for each month. I was so proud of that because in a year where everyone's really struggling, being able to support my employees in that way, to be able to say, hey, you have this much money every month just for counseling, please use it. That was something I was really proud of too. I'm really proud of the work we made this year, of the mastermind program we ran, the weddings that we shot. We got to go all over the US shooting weddings. And I'm really proud. I intentionally pushed myself creatively this year because I knew it was going to be a tougher year with all of the weddings, like the double, triple amount as than usual. So I got a couple different cameras that were new to me, a couple different film cameras. I really played with those and tried to push myself creatively so I didn't get just like stale. I think that's definitely a risk when you've been doing photography or any creative career for a long time, is you start getting a little stale or like, I can call this one in. I know what I'm doing. And so I think when you find things to help yourself be challenged, it makes us sharper, makes us see things differently, and ultimately create better work and a better experience for our couples. So I'm really proud of that too. Also homeschooled my son for the first half of 2021. I keep forgetting that I did that. Like I was homeschooling and coaching and shooting weddings and showing up for, there were people that worked for me and several of my wedding clients that went through extreme losses this year. And I feel really honored that I got to be there for them as emotional support, as a friend, as just like someone working alongside people. So I was proud of that too. We also put on a really great retreat. We finally got to do an in-person retreat in Park City, Utah. It was stunning. It was restorative. The mastermind group really bonded on that trip. And you always know it's a good retreat when people are crying within the first like 10 minutes of just like relief and just like the comfort of knowing you have people who have your back and that like will let you open up and be vulnerable and talk about the stuff that's going on. So the retreat felt like that for sure. And I'm just so thankful for all the people that came together in either Danger School or the mastermind or in coaching or weddings. Y'all just rallied this year. You showed up for each other. It is not comfortable showing up in group settings when stuff is going on in your life. It's just not comfortable. It's vulnerable. It's socially stressful sometimes. And the way that people showed up, trusted themselves, engaged with their community, it was just really inspiring. So all those things are huge wins. And in the middle of the year was when I had my kayaking accident, where I kind of rethought my whole life. You know, if you've listened to this podcast, you know, it was like a close call, almost drown. And kind of made me rethink a lot of the different pressure I had been putting on myself. And so I really reworked a lot of things then, and then will be for sure moving forward to take things off my plate that feel like pressure. So it can open me up for creativity, for relationships with the people that are really close to me, with my family, with my friends, with the people that I work with. So it's interesting how scary things like that can really like shake you up and be like, okay, there's some changes that need to be made. Make them now. Let's go forward. And like, just remember this, because it. I've had a couple of those in my life where it just kind of shook things up and made me really reevaluate where I was going and what kind of my values were. So some things that I learned the hard way this year and things I'll be changing going forwards, I still have a lot of work to do on my boundaries. So I'm going to be working on those, working on communicating things upfront, setting better expectations for things. And this is like across the board in my business and in my life. Need to work on my boundaries. Also, I'm going to be reevaluating how I do payment plans. That ended up being a little bit stressful, kind of like I tended to kind of erring on the side of generosity and making things really accessible for people. But I realized that when I do that, I have to also consider my own energy and my own stress, like the pressure aspect of it. And like if someone's late on a payment, if someone can't pay for whatever reason, the stress that it caused to me was just not worth it. So I need to reevaluate some of my boundaries around those things, and we'll probably be doing less payment plan options in the future and more kind of like pay it all up front or pay in a couple chunks at the beginning of the year. This is for like programs specifically, because I think like even if generosity is something that's really important to you or accessibility, you have to think like down the line too. And you have to be like, but what if something goes wrong? Are you equipped to handle that? And how, like, what will that create for you? Are you being like, basically I realized I wasn't being generous with myself emotionally and need to set up more safeguards for my own like stress levels. And the way that I was structuring those things was hurting me more than I expected. So that was a big learning lesson. And I think in the future, it will help everybody, not just me. It'll help everybody too. Cause we give so much emotional energy when we're coaching. I give so much emotional energy that I have not figured out how to set good emotional boundaries. So I give so much that I need people who jump into a program with me to be fully committed at the beginning of the year. Otherwise, it feels unbalanced, doesn't feel good for anyone, and and I start struggling internally. So lesson learned there is that like we really need to do a great job of making sure people are fully in it with us. And of course, things happen and things will always come up in life and throw you curveballs. So we always want to be in a place where we can help people navigate that and not make life more stressful for anybody. So learning lesson there. We had to change plans a couple of times, not fully walk through launches when my team was stressed out or when I was stressed out or when I was exhausted, or we had to make a lot of changes to adapt to our own health. And it's a learning lesson, but also I'm proud of it. I'm proud that we backed down from plans when we realized it wasn't helping the humans that were involved in the plans. So I wish more business was like that. You know, I watch like these big corporate companies that you have to do XYZ, you have to hit certain revenue numbers, and it doesn't matter if the people in them are struggling, if they're having a hard time, like you have to do what you have to do. And so I am thankful that we get to put humans first in our business. And even if that comes with hard decisions and hard choices, we still like honored all the people involved in all the hard things. And I'm really proud of that. Oh, the other thing I'm really proud of is we got to take a month sabbatical. In the month of July, we helped a lot of our clients do this too, but I took off. My whole team took off. They all got paid to take the month off. I'm really freaking proud of that, that we got to have a paid sabbatical where we focused on health. We focused on our closest relationships, on coming back to ourselves, to creativity, to travel. And it was fun getting to see our coaching clients do that too and think through like, oh, I actually can structure my business so I have more time off, so I can travel more. Like, it's interesting because a lot of us go into running a creative business for the freedom, for the options. And then we are like, I need to book, money, you know? And while those things are great, like it's interesting that we have to keep reminding ourselves, it's okay to take a rest. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to work 2 days a week if that's what you want. That's the reason that you got into this business. So make sure that you don't get kind of swept away with all the excitement around booking a certain number of projects or weddings or having everyone know your name. So easy to get swept along into those things or chasing popularity numbers or, you know, it's so easy. And I find myself doing that all the time too. And so I have to remind myself, come back to what is really important to you, why you decided to do this in the first place. My business started because I had an autoimmune disease and I was struggling in my 9-to-5 job. I was struggling to work that much. I was sick. And starting my photography business was a way to let me sleep in. It was a way to let me heal from that autoimmune disease. It was a way to take really good care of my body and be creative and love on people. So it's interesting that we can then turn that into the thing that we tried to leave in the first place, right? So had a lot of that happening this year where I had to reevaluate some of my own choices. And I'm curious if you did too. And then the other thing, I'm going into the next year, I am signed up for a half marathon. I'm learning all kinds of things about myself and what makes my energy feel brighter and what makes me feel more alive. I feel a big shift in where I want to put my energy next year. So a lot of it's going to be into this podcast. I might do some other content. A lot of it's going to be into making Danger School better, our online business course. If you haven't taken that yet, there's new stuff in there. We have get-together coaching sessions in there every quarter. We just had a really great pricing pep talk with the people that came to the last virtual happy hour. We had so much fun talking about mindset and about pricing and kind of how to structure your business based on your values. So if you haven't taken Danger School yet, that's going to be really active next year. It's a self-paced online course, but also there's a community component that's really fun. We have a couple retreats coming up in the new year too. But in general, I'm kind of looking at 2022 as a bit of a sabbatical for myself. I'm resetting some boundaries. I'm resetting some ideas of work-life balance, whatever that means. We sold two things of real estate last year, which are kind of like allowing me that buffer to figure things out. It feels like everything is simplifying. Everything is streamlining. Even in my physical space, I'm minimizing like what I own, what I do. I'm setting up some really good habits and routines and like going to the gym to sit in the sauna in the middle of the day kind of habit. So that all feels really good, especially after pushing myself probably to my limit / past my limit the last year or two. And even though I am so adamant of helping people not do that, I also just did it. So I'm taking that step back to reevaluate. I'm just excited about creating. I'm excited to create these podcasts. I'm excited to create more photography work. I have some travel that is going to have some surprise elements to it. So I cannot wait for the next year. And I can't wait to hear more about what you're focusing on in 2022. If any of this resonated with you, if you're like, somehow we ended up on the same path, Kristen, I would love to hear from you. Again, it's kind of like speaking into a cloud when you're doing a podcast. So I'd always love to know if this podcast resonated with you, if you connected with it. So always feel free to tag me on Instagram or message me, share this episode, rate, review, anything like that, just so I know that you're there and we can go forward and make more of these cool podcasts together as we decide on some topics that are really important to people who are running businesses. So yes, reach out. I hope you have a lovely end of 2021 and that as you go into the new year, you feel energized and inspired and ready to try some new things. So thanks for being here and tune in again next time for the Porchcast.